This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. Happy Turkey Day! I'm not really sure that was a turkey. That was some kind of creepy monster, I think, in my head. Anyway, we hope you're going to do it safely, soundly, and just full of gluttony and booze. Lots and lots of booze. Unfortunately, we do not have a nightcap because the Ravens-Steelers game has been postponed, moved to Sunday in the afternoon slate, but we still have a pair of matchups. And I think there's going to be a lot of excitement here for betting purposes, for DFS devices, for fantasy football as well. So let's go ahead and get the betting side of this first, Brandon. And let's focus on the first matchup between the Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions. A line here in this game, Houston laying 3. And the total is at 51.5, 58% of the public spread tickets right now. The Texans, 55% of the public action on the over. Give me a pick on the side and a game score prediction, hombre.
Oh, I'm going to fade the public on the Texans covering. However, I do think they are going to win money line at, and I do think this is going to go slightly over. So I'll go with the public on that. I'm going 27-26, the Texans, as the Detroit Lions snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That's what I always like to say with the Lions. They always seem like they're going to win the game, and then they figure out a way to lose it. I think that'll be the case. Although that's kind of Texans jam as well. They like
It is. It's so, a Spider-Man meme. You, me.
Maybe I should just go tie. Maybe I should just go 27-27 tie.
Yeah, what's the odds on that? Like plus 10,000. I'm going to take the Lions on the money line plus 128. I think they're going to win this game straight up. I got a 30-27. Stafford's had some heroic performances in the past on Turkey Day. He's got the bum thumb. Unlikely going to have Kenny Galladay, but he'll find a way to win in front of nobody there at Ford Field. So that's game numero uno. Game numero dos. Dallas laying 3 against the Fighting Footballs. 46 is the total. 55% of public spread tickets on Little D. And 54% on the over. It's a battle for first place. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, and just the Cowboys just got smacked down in the last meeting. I don't think it'll be that bad, but I think we have to pump the brakes on this Dallas offense being all cured after a game against Minnesota. I think it's going to be not only little D, but little O as well. I will give Washington the win here. I'm going to call it 23-20. What did you say the over-under was?
46.
So I'm on the under there. I think it's a little bit more of a defense wins kind of game in this one. And it will be the football team.
Yeah, I'm going to take the football team. I got 23-20. So I'm going to take the Fighting Footballs. I'll take them on the money line. Again, it's plus 128. Same odds as Detroit. God, I should parlay those two together. It'd be a handsome payday if they both went straight up. I think I might be onto something. But yeah, I think the under is going to prevail here. That was going to be close.
I got to Price is Right. I forgot. I think we've talked about this before. I got to go 24-20. So
yeah, you did. Yeah. You're going to go an extra dollar. You congratulations. You just won a Cuisinart. Come on down. You're the next contestant. And look, if you want to be the next contestant, monkeyknifefight.com, go there right now and use the promo code FTN. And when you do at monkeyknifefight.com, get a free $5 game of the house as a new user. It's more or less over under and all your favorite player props. You parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the over, the more you hit on the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets for the holiday season. And we all could use a little more of that. Go there now, monkeyknifefight.com, and use that promo code FTN. And with that, let's get to today's Fantasy 5.
Number 5.
All right, again, it's a full Turkey Day preview here, so all these props going to be focused on that. We're going to do some head-to-heads, give you some perspective on where these guys line up in terms of the pecking order at their respective positions for week number 12. I'm going to give you a choose-your-own-adventure here. Which of these players is the best chance of cashing the over on these proposed props? Will Fuller, 75.5 yards, or Brandon Cooks at 72.5 yards. I will give you the honors, amigo. Where are you going to go?
Oh, okay. You're giving me the honors. Yeah. I feel like both of these have a decent shot to go over. I would feel more strongly about Will Fuller.
He's going to flow all right.
Yeah. Coming off an 80-yard game, has four 100-yard games under his belt. He's been more consistently big yard guy in this offense, although Brandon Cooks has been doing well as well. But I'm actually going to say that they both go over. I think Cooks slightly, and Will Fuller might get 100 yards in this one. So I'd like him to go over with a little bit more emphasis.
No, I think you're exactly right. I'm over on both, but I think Will Fuller is going to reach a century mark. I truly believe that. Again, you look at the matchup individually, going to get some Desmond Trufant. Trufant? 112. I don't think that's how you pronounce it. 112.3 passer rating, 1.60 yards per snap. Will Fuller accounting for 30.9% of the team's air yard share, number 12 among all wide receivers, and completed air yards, 10.4 yards per target. So damn explosive. And this game's got shootout written all over it. I have Will Fuller presently inside my top 20. You tell me to head-to-head who you would rather have this week. Deontay Johnson drawing the Baltimore Ravens or Will Fuller?
It's a pretty good one, but I'm going to take Will Fuller on that one.
I will take Will Fuller. What about Will Fuller or Michael Thomas? With Taysom Hill under center going against Denver.
Yep, I'm going to go with Will Fuller. I caution Michael Thomas peeps to not just assume another 100-yard game. It's going to be a little tougher road to hoe for Taysom Hill in the passing game this week.
I completely agree. Last one, Will Fuller or Allen Robinson. We have no friggin' idea who the Bears are going to have at quarterback.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because if it's a guy named Bray... Hell, I don't. It's got to be someone besides Foles or Bray. It's got to be Trubisky for me to get excited about Allen Robinson. And that's a crazy thing to say, but I'm going Will Fuller.
This is where we are at right now as Chicago Bears fans, at least me. It is the dregs of the keg. I'm in complete agreement. I love Allen Robinson. Free the man. Go sign somewhere else. Make your money and have a competent quarterback. But this week, it's entirely Will Fuller.
Number four.
All right, next up, Terry McLaurin, 76.5 yards is a line here, Brandon. He's questionable with an ankle injury. We all expect that he's going to play. Just give me the over. The over and over and over again. This man is leading all NFL wide receivers in air yard share. He is top 10 in target share. And he is good for pretty much 7 receptions every damn week. And he lit up Dallas and smashed the over on this in the first matchup. And that was against largely Trevon Diggs, who, by the way, is on IR. So I think Terry McLaurin is going to do some serious work himself up in a lather, and he's going to stretch the field, even though he is operating at less than 100%. Fade or follow my McLaurin 76.5 over yards.
Yeah, this is weird. He's averaging 87 yards per game. This is not a negative matchup for him. There's no reason why this shouldn't be a little bit higher in my mind. And you did mention he went for 90 the last time they played. He's the only time he hasn't been close to this number was week 5 against the Rams. Little Jalen Ramsey action. So understandable there, but I just think he's going over. I'm with you on this one.
All right. No doubt about it. Get Terry McLaurin in your lineups, especially at monkeyknifefight.com.
Number three.
All right, moving on to numero tres here. Another choose-your-own-adventure. I think this is going to be easy. I think you and I are going to be easily on the same page. Antonio Gibson, 13.5 fantasy points. Remember, it's a PPR format. Or Zeke Elliott, 75.5 rush yards. Who has the best chance of hitting the over? Again, I will give you the honors.
Yeah, well, I know that Antonio Gibson has a great chance to score a touchdown. I mean, he's just been a TD factory. Gets one almost every game. And so that's going to make him, in my mind, be a good bet to get over 13.5 fantasy points. Zeke, that's a strong front for Washington. Again, I think this is a step up defensively from what Zeke saw last week with Minnesota. Give me the under on Zeke. So this is not one of those where I like both of them. I actually like Gibson over. I like Zeke under.
Way over on Antonio Gibson this week. Remember the last time he went out against Dallas, and I know no two games are ever the same, but 20 for a buck, 28, a touchdown. This guy is forcing a missed tackle on 24.7% of his touches this season, Brandon. His role is steadily growing. You look at what he has done the last three games, 15.8 touches per game. So yeah. I absolutely love this matchup. You know, Dallas giving up 145.3 total yards per game, 4.73 yards per carry. Absolutely. Sledgehammer the over Antonio Gibson. He finds the end zone. I think it's at least 70 yards on the ground, probably chipping an additional 10 to 15 through the air. And I'm also congruent with you on Zeke Elliott. I am taking the under on him on the proposed total there. Let's go a little head-to-head action. Antonio Gibson or Mike Davis this week?
You know what? I'm going to go Mike Davis just because it's Minnesota. It's no Christian McCaffrey. It's Teddy Bridgewater back. I'm feeling like 6 to 8 catches for Mike Davis might be enough to put him over. So it's close, but I'm going to go Davis.
I've got Antonio Gibson a little bit higher. Antonio Gibson or fellow rookie sensation James Robinson?
Give me Gibson. I actually take him. Cleveland's tough to run on. And we got Mike Glennon at quarterback. Man, it's just ugly there in Jacksonville. But James Robinson has been able to, you know, at least tread water at worst, no matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, the giant mozzarella stick is back under center. Last one, Antonio Gibson or Kareem Hunt going against the Jags?
Yeah, give me Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, it's Antonio Gibson, though. I think Kareem Hunt's going to have a very nice week, along with rub-a-dub-dub Nick Chubb.
Number 2.
All right, moving on here. Let's work in another player prop from Monkey Knife Fight, DeAndre Swift, if he plays. 56.5 rush yards. Over. Oh, my God, over. You know, last time we saw him on the field, he played 71% of the snaps. He was getting what he should be getting every single week, which is in that 15 to 20 touch range. Houston is no resistance against a run well north of 5 yards per carry. They've allowed the most rush yards per game. A billion guys have gone over this total against them this season on the ground. If Swift is active, he needs to be in your fantasy lineup, period, end of story. Got to be a top 10 running back, and he will smash the over on this proposed 56.5 rush yards line. Fade or follow?
Yeah, he's been over in every game. He's received double-digit carries, and that's been 3 games. And listen, if he plays, my colleague Michael Salfino always says this: there is nothing. This is not like a hamstring injury. You're either concussed and you're out, or you're over your concussion issues and you're 100%. There's no kind of like slow playing someone back from a concussion. If you come back, it means you're good to go. And if he gets the green light, that means he'll be 100% healthy. And that means that he'll resume his double-digit carry load. And for that reason, he's playing. I'm over on this as well.
Oh, please, DeAndre, please play.
Number 1.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's talk to Deshaun Watson, 24.5 fantasy points. Over and over again. Brandon, again, I think this game is going to be a pew-pew-pew shootout affair. He's been over this total 6 times this season. Detroit giving a 7.7 YPA, 270.9 pass yards per game, 1.8 passing touchdowns per game. And, you know, really what's important, too, is that Watson, very quietly, getting it done on the ground yet again. He has run for at least 36 yards in 4 straight games. I got him a QB4 this week. I think you're pretty much on the same plane as I am. You got him top 5? I mean, is this a lock that he's going to hit 25?
I'm looking. I think I do. And I do. I have number 5. So there you go. Behind the big 3, who I just throw up there every week: Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes. Those are my big 3. And then Deshaun Watson and Justin Herbert right in there. And then my top 5. Josh Allen, 6.
Yeah, so you're over the 24.5 fantasy points?
Yeah, I think it's like 270 passing yards, at least 2 touchdown passes, and then either he gets a 3rd touchdown pass or he does something on the ground that pushes him over this number.
Yeah, I think he's going to get 35 to 40. The rush yards prop right now, if you shop around, it's like a 31.5, kind of like the over there, but you got to slap the wallet and pay the juice. And with that, that is a wrap. We got drinking to do. We got boozing because the holidays are about to get underway. Thanksgiving, enjoy it. Enjoy the succulent meal. Do it safely. Enjoy all of your time with your family. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow Funston at Brandon Funston. And check out all of his work at The Athletic. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos on Twitter as well. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS. Get 10% off your subscription today. Gobble, gobble, gobble. And as always, until next time, adios, amigos!